This morning I'm talking to Mr. August Quattrocchi, who has been in Alliance for about 50 years, I imagine.
54, March 2nd, 1921.
I see. All right, so it's over 50 years.
Yeah, it's almost 55.
And he has made a very fine contribution to the Italian people in this community and has been recognized by the Italian government. And I want to find out from him where he came from in Italy, when he came here, and some of the details of his experiences. He's holding right now a very striking looking medal that was awarded to him.
This was awarded to me in 1972.
72.
I am the only and the first Italian American to be honored by the President of the Republic of Italy.
You have a certificate there, yes.
I can properly transfer it to you, so it's signed by you. This is an assembly of the Congressional Medal of Honor.
Oh, similar to that, yes.
Similar to that, you see. Mm-hmm. It's given by the President of the Republic of Italy,
mm-hmm.
by the Minister of Secretary of State, which gave me the title of Cavaliere.
Cavaliere, well, see. Fine, yes.
And the Star of Solidarità.
Mm-hmm.
And also I have a title as a First World War veteran.
Uh-huh.
See, I came here, you know, I was 22 years old. I came, you know, right after First World War, which at that time we was alive, we fight with the American.
Right.
You know, so I have a decoration by the American government.
Oh, that, for that.
For that.
Well, now, what part of Italy did you come from?
I come from Sicily.
Sicily, I see.
And Termini Imerese,
mm-hmm.
province Palermo.
Oh, Sicily, mm-hmm. Sicily.
Which I have the honor to visit last month.
Oh,
I just came back
from there.
2 weeks ago.
You still have many relatives there.
I have the only brother-in-law I have, which he was here in 1954. This is my brother. He's a retired professor.
Oh,
and he was here in 1964.
Oh, fine.
That's where he was take this
mm-hmm.
picture.
Yes.
And he was here 2 years of prisoner of war as a captain of the Italian army.
This is in World War II?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he retired. His assistant is superintendent of the school.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And he's still there. That's why we're so close. You know, when we go.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't feel so good in order
yes.
there to visit to.
Sure.
29 days
mm-hmm.
in my life.
Yes.
This is my 50th trip I make.
Is that right?
Yes. After Second World War.
Well, now, why? What prompted you to come to the United States after, in 1921, you say?
In March 2nd,
yeah.
I get off on a station here in Alliance, Ohio.
Yeah.
And I've been there since.
Yeah, well, now, what prompted, what made you decide to come here?
Well, I have a relation here, you know, Zucker.
Oh, yes.
Felice.
Mm-hmm.
They all was my relation here. Everyone my relation. Eventually, what was the idea, you know, after First World War, you know, I lost quite a bit of money in my property we have there, you know. And it was impossible for me to go back and reorganize again my business, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We have quite a few farm, you know. In Sicily, you know, you grow everything, you know, year round, you know.
Yes.
So I wrote it and I was kind of disgusted, you know, say, I want to go to the United States, you know. So I came here. I was in business for quite a few years or two, you know. I was in business in all my towns.
Mm-hmm.
We're Morrissey Theater now.
Oh, yes.
And I have this store here, there was a bakery here too.
Yes.
And it was a grocery store. We have a tree store. We was in society with Mr. Sebastian Zucker and my father-in-law, Sam Felice,
mm-hmm.
father of my wife.
Yes.
And we have three stores. And then, of course, 1931, you know, I went down lucky.
Yeah, yes.
I lost everything, $5,000 in bank.
Yeah.
I lost all the business. Now, I started playing a little bit of politics, and the first thing I got, I was working the guy out in the state department.
Oh, yes. Well, When he was mayor.
When he was elected mayor.
Yes.
And then in 1934, I went to with the Governor Davy, which I was county chairman for the Italian people here.
Wow.
And then politics, and so I got a job with the State Iowa Department. In 1939, when the Republican went in and all that, yeah. Just out, I was a foreman in the Iowa Department.
Mm-hmm.
But most of my work has been done too. Since I came here, it was an old society. This Christopher Columbus Society was organized in 1907. Christopher Columbus was founded in 1909. And when I came here, it was disbanded.
Oh, mm-hmm.
The First World War, the one man was president, you know, he left here and he went in Italy, and they disbanded. So when I came here, you know, of course I was young man, you know, 23, I was sergeant in the First World War. And I read quite a bit, you know, the Italian people, you know, in the United States was organized. And I found here no organization whatsoever.
Now, there weren't any other Italian organizations
either. No one. Even if this one, what I say, was founded in 1909.
Yes.
That was disbanded.
Mm-hmm.
When I came here, it was no real society.
Yes.
They have a flag, so one day we was called. They have somebody from Canton who organized the Chris Palumbo Society. But under a different name. So I think that meeting, I made a speech. I tell them what happened to the society which I was informed, you know, it was here in 1909.
Mm-hmm.
So I was informed we have the flag, and accompanied by Attorney Furcolo. You probably
know. Yes, I know the name, yes, the name. I know the name, yes.
We went to the court.
Mm-hmm.
And we got the flag from these people, and we organized the Christopher Columbus 1922,
mm-hmm.
in June 1922. And I was one of the organized, and naturally, you know, I started, while, you know, we was under the other sons of Italy. In 1928, then some different idea was, you know, and this Christopher Columbus Society, with the draw from the other sons of Italy.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, we was paid too much to go and debt, too much taxes and so on. And they reorganized as a mutual benefit.
Oh, yes.
But me, I was venerable, the other sons of Italy, which will be the president, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We remain in other sons of Italy. So we have a lodge of Benevento, a woman lodge under the other sons of Italy. But in 1936, when things was going rough, even for me, if ours in other sons of Italy would withdraw, and we combined the men and the women, and we formed the Roma Society, mutual benefit.
In 1936.
36.
Yes.
Well, the Chris Colombo, you know, 1932, they bought this home, not this one, it is now, it was an old house, old Morgan house.
Mm-hmm.
And they started improving, and they started making money. In 1937, I joined the Dante, you know, which the Dante was organized in 1922. And for some reason, because I didn't want to give them the flag, you know, they got a kind of sore with the me.
Oh, yeah.
If all of it kept the me out.
Uh-huh.
But then in 1937, I joined the Dante.
So then you belong to all three.
I belong to all three. And which I was then after the next year, I was secretary, then I all jobs. Mm-hmm. I was the first vice president. Then 1951, I joined the Christ Club, you know, the club of that, and then I was sent out for quite a few years. Mm-hmm. But my activity has been to keep the Italian people united as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
1937, I was associated with the council, which I am quite afraid to show you. This is one when we dedicated the Roma Society.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Now, this would be an Italian council from Cleveland, would it?
No, this is all leaders from the Italian community here. This is when we when we dedicated the home of the Roma Society.
Oh, mm-hmm.
I was the chairman, I was the toastmaster here, and myself, you see.
Mm-hmm.
This was dinner at the Akron Hotel, the big hotel.
Mayflower?
Mayflower.
Mm-hmm.
When I was appointed to correspond to council by the councilor of vice councilor in Akron.
Mm-hmm.
So he incited me to go and pass an examination as a notary. And I really kind of was afraid because my English was kind of broken English, you know. And, the council said, you know, more about it. I need you because you don't need to come here and make all these documents, you see, you know. And,
that's yes.
From the governor, you know,
mm-hmm.
since 1936.
So you've been a notary since 36.
And I am the official correspondent council. I represented the Italian government here in Alliance.
Oh, I see.
As official correspondent of the Italian government.
Uh-huh.
I have the authority to make all kinds of paper, you know, concerning property, you know, people who have as in our country, you know, they want to sell, want to give away.
Yeah.
I have the authority to call people from there, make the documents, you know, so far and so on. And also, you know, I deal with the Italian government, with the American government.
Mm-hmm.
When somebody want to come here, you know, I actually deal with the government.
Now, how long have you had this?
Since 1937.
Since 37. You've been a notary since 36, and you've had this position with the Italian government since 37.
Yes. 37, no, I have about 35 from the Italian government.
I see.
But then, you know, eventually, you know, he told me why, you know, pass this examination, so.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, you know, as I know the Italian language a little better, you know, than I do the English.
Yes.
I accept and I passed the examination. I remember when I went there, I told the judge, which I have the honor to be an interpreter in that court one time, and I said, listen, he says, and, you know, I do not know the English very well. They give me
what questions?
Question to answer.
Yes.
And I say, but this concerned to me most with the Italian people,
mm-hmm.
which you honor. No, I know the Italian because
yes.
you see, you know, I was an interpreter, and I interpreted the Italian to English. So when I finished, really, I was an honor for me because I only missed one up one day. And then he come down and put his arm around me and he said, you told me no, you didn't went to school in this country. No, I said, I went to some night school, I tried to learn, I read something, and I speak fairly good, you know, so, but the actual school, you know. So you just see that guy there, so he's in a banker, you know, you work in a bank, so he missed three questions, so, and he only missed one. I said, well, I'm very proud of that.
Yes.
To be. Of course, I remember when I became an American citizen, I was over 5 years in this country. It was 2 months before 5 years, and I learned quite a bit, and when I was the investigator there, not asking me questions about the government, and it was surprising on the 5 years because I didn't start the government. I know most of the government that's functioning in this country because, to me, I've been here honoring many. I can prove you a lot of letter here. I went back in 1928 from Mr. Rothman when I was a chairman.
Oh, yes.
chairman of the Red Cross. And he sent me a lot in honor to get very many people in Orange.
Yes, that'd be quite fine.
Also, you know, a letter of recommendation, you know, by the Italian ambassador in Washington. Because, you see, in order to get this decoration here, which this is what makes me proud. So this decoration, this is my
lapel.
This is my lapel.
Lapel button, yes.
This is this is my lapel for the World War veteran.
Oh, I see. Yes.
Which I am a cavaliere, gold medal.
Oh, there's a medal. Yes.
And then this is the crust, which gave me title. I have a diploma there to show you. It's I am a cavaliere twice.
Oh.
I'm a cavaliere of the First World War. And this I just got about 6 months ago.
Is that right?
We get a pension from Italy, too. And this was given to me in 1972.
Well, that's fine. I can see why you're very proud to have those.
I have a 1972 one in Italy 2 years ago, you know, when I come back. And
yes.
It's probably, you know, this is the Italian consul. Which gave me the medal to me.
Yes.
And this Paul Johnny was Toastmaster, you know. I had a reception to Roma Club, about 200 people. The mayor presented me with the key of the city. He presented the key to the Italian council, you know, on behalf of our city and national. The Italian sailors.
Well, I suppose you never thought when you were coming over on the ship from Italy that all this was going to happen to you.
No, because although, you know, my education is a limit, even in Italian, and I am a professor like mine, I should tell you something, you know, Dr. McMaster.
Oh, yes.
You probably heard about
him. I was in college when he was president.
Yes.
I knew him.
I was a very good friend. And I told I have a brother teaching in our country, 1923. And he wants me to call my brother. He has $5,000 to teach Italian in the college. I said, call your brother here and make him teach Italian. In the meantime, you know, you can get a degree in only month in your college.
Oh, yeah.
But my brother said, well, no, they know him. He didn't want to come.
He didn't want to make the change.
He didn't want to change. You know, my brother's an ex-major of the days.
Oh.
Man from Mary. Yes. He's a councilman right now. It's quite well known there. No, he didn't want to leave the country.
Well, of course, he wouldn't want to.
But I know. I never thought, you know. Sometimes it makes you feel, you know, this honor I have received, I don't know.
I think you've done quite well. Well, now, do you find that you have as many details, you have as many problems, you have as much business with people of Italian descent as you did 25, 30 years ago?
Well, I still hold the office, you know, for Italian people, you know. If I have to make some documents, you know, I still do. Long God, you know, 15 days. Not the 15th day, I'd be 78 years old, you know.
78?
Ah. But actually, you know, I can perform, you know, my duty. Although I am an auditor, you know, in the Roman Society, I check up the business, the money, you know, take care of all that.
Yes.
But one thing I hope, we should be proud of Alliance. Not only as an Italian, but as a community at home, we have a three home, all paid. We have quite a bit of money. I don't want to say because maybe some of the members don't like it.
Yeah.
No, we have over $500,000 property in capital. We have five organizations. And we probably can think we are one of the most strong organizations, Little American. In the state of Ohio.
Is that right?
No. It's my information I got, you know, through the state, because indirectly I am well known in the state of Ohio.
Yes.
You know, I've been attend the convention and so far, so on, in a different part of the state. No, no Italian community is a three home, all paid, five organizations, with quite a bit of money in the banks. Uh-huh. One thing I went to last night to attend, the Queen. And make me feel kind of proud.
Yes, that would.
You know, when I see my Italian girl, was appointed, Miss Alliance.
Yes, it's very nice.
I know his grandfather.
Oh.
I know the family. And one hope I want, the Italian American will continue what we've done.
Yes.
Our sacrifice. But I must say, when I give that cooperation, we should get. That's one thing I hope to, before I die, to see the Italian American will take at heart the sacrifice, the work we've done. The hard work, not to really just work, in order to accomplish. And naturally, we are one of the largest community in Alliance.
Well,
the Italian community is the largest in Alliance.
And that's why. It's hard work that's made it possible.
See.
Yes.
And I hope they will keep. And they will throw away all this sacrifice.
Yes.
And all this progress we made. Yeah. Because I attended all committee in the past. I was the chairman of the Italian people in the Red Cross. And I remember at that time I made the speech, the head of this Red Cross tribe was from New York, which he was 7 years in Italy. And he speak Italian. And I beg him if he translated the speech. When I was invited to say, from the Italian, which I can say more,
yes,
which I always say, he did the translating on the speech to me, and I told him when we went to the First World War with the American, I met the American, right there in Piave, I was like last in office with the American Army.
Yes.
And actually that time, the American soldier didn't have quite a bit of experience there. Now is the best soldier, that's the best in all the world.
Yeah.
But that time it was a little bit known for them.
They were just learning.
That was probably 50, 70 years ago.
Yes.
Yes. But I have worked hard with the American people too. I was a chairman when we built our church here, the St. Joseph Church, I've been practically, in all activity among the American people. The city official, every time something come up, they all call me at the past, to be one representing the Italian community.
Well, now, how large would you say the Italian community is in Alliance, numbers-wise?
Well, we have almost 4,000 Italian.
4,000?
Of course, Italian American.
Yeah, that's right. Yes.
The Italian descendants, like this girl last night. And then, I don't speak, I said no Italian, proud,
Yes.
Actually, I've been an American, all of my life.
That's right.
I've been American for the last 50 years. I'm an American citizen.
Yeah.
My wife was born here, got fortune. And 18 grandchildren.
I thought that was this morning. This little girl was. Yes.
And great grandchildren.
No, you're trying to preserve the best of Italian tradition as a part of our American way. Yes.
And actually, in my own day, I made the speech that day when the council to send me that medal. And I say, I said, I learned that in Italy, in Italian, I said, no matter where you go, you cannot be a good citizen unless you love your mother country.
Yes.
Sorry, man. Lots of love for Italy, which was the country where I was born. But I don't believe anybody can attach my Americanism
That's right.
in this country either, because I think as individual, I done my share in the United States
yes.
at this time to improve it. Never way, you know, was it possible before.
Well, you have some testimonials here to prove it, you see.
Actually, you know, this, I'm in over 100 years of history. I'm the first in all Italian, which has been decorated by the President of the Republic of Italy.
You're the first one?
The first one and the only one.
Is that right? Well, that's a, you should be proud of that.
So,
yes, you should be.
You know, actually, no, the, it's just like a president here, you know, give a Congress Medal of Honor to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's and that's the single thing that is, you know, the Italian government.
Mm-hmm.
I have been here a bunch of stuff which I have to present. Yeah, this is the official, this is the ambassador from Italy, and this is the president of the Italian Republic.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, you know, I give her a pen to sign this card to me.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And that was in Cleveland, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
This is the president of the Republic of Italy, first president. Mm-hmm. This is the first ambassador, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I spend the money, I take a lot of doing it. In order to bring it up, you know. Mm-hmm. I have a brother there, Italian consul here to prove, you know, to show that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And in general, you know, I think I consider myself a good American too, you know.
Well, I think that your record shows this. What sort of work did you do now in these societies in saying? In helping these people with Italian background, what sort of problems, what sort of work would you do with them?
Well, the work I do, it's advice to keep them united.
I see.
Just like every Columbus Day, all five societies together. To try to keep them there in every way possible, you know, united. But some of these young, sometimes I call them, I don't understand.
Yes.
Younger generation, yeah. They just go like this, which I don't say it's a big failure, but some failure, you know, which, especially when you find some of this Italian notes, they even feel ashamed to say they are Italian.
Mm-hmm.
They do not realize, you know, they think the American people, they will love, they will like them better when they change their name or just to cover up, you know, their nationality or their parents or their grandparents and so far and so on.
Yes.
I don't believe that, and you know that yourself. As
well, they just
no
don't
one.
They don't know enough about their background.
Because if they did really realize, you know, an humble man like me, what I'd done, where I worked. Sometimes, you know, I told my brother, you know, when I was there, you ever see this man, you know. When I went now this time in Ashton, and it was impossible for me to believe, you know, his brother, you know, he's a cavalier too, my brother, and my brother's well known, you know, he's a cavalier of the Republic of Italy. He has quite a few decorations, he ran for mayor there too one time. But he didn't realize, you know,
that you had this too.
Power.
Yes.
To have this honor, you know.
Now, what would this award, the Cavalier, what would this correspond to in our country, to be a member of that?
Well, actually, you know, this honor is to the Italian people, to the Italian descendants, which this honor is given to a lot of Americans too.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Americans, you know, has done. Something, you know, to improve the relation with the United States. They decorated them with this medal, too.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some Americans, they have it, too. I see some the other day, a bishop in New York, an American bishop, he had this medal, you know, like anyone who, you know, you must be above.
Yes, you must have done something outstanding, made a contribution.
Above, not outstanding, you know, naturally, you know, to what I've done in this town, you know. And the way It was, you know, 55 years ago when I came here, and it is now. We can be proud. And I think the city of Valencia should be proud too, because we donate thousands of dollars to every time. Every month we get a letter from a different group, you know. It's too many to mention.
Yes.
To all this donation we give you. And we have been never, you know, turn anyone down.
Mm-hmm.
We've been cooperative, donating. We've been trying to work together, you know, do everything, you know.
Well, now there are some other ethnic groups. There are Romanians, and I know there's a Saxon club.
Yeah, Saxon club.
But you feel that your Italian groups are better organized and...
Well, actually.
Yes.
Actually, you know, because you get mainly Romanians, all got one hall there, you know,
yes.
Another one. The German, they got all one hall there. Well, we got three all, you know, five organizations. The population of the city, well, we'll say 160, is the Italian American, you know.
Yes. Well, now you say five organizations and three...
We have five organizations.
Now, what are...
We have a Roma, Christoph, and Dante Alighieri. Then we have the Lady Christoph.
Oh,
and
I see.
The Lady Dante.
Oh, I see.
My wife, and she said, Miss Lady Dante.
That makes the five then.
And that's a five.
Mm-hmm.
They are separated with us. They are their own fund, they are their own benefits. And then to say, too, you know, how much would be now our member, too, you know. See, we donated, we have a sick benefit.
Now, you have an insurance program along with this.
Yes.
Yes.
And just one member of our society that today got furloughed from the Roman society, from the priest who died now. In conclusion, you know, I think, you know, in general, he has been doing in his community to alleviate a lot of trouble to the city official. See, because you know better than I do, you know, when you are organized, you got some leader which keep you.
That's right.
You know, I try to keep, you know, the Italian people down, not to be a violated the law.
Yes.
Because I never care that, thanks God, the same day, it's never been picked up by no law here on our country.
Yes.
That's why when I go there, I'm very well received in Italy, because they consider me. 2 years ago, when I was there, I got a reception. I got a letter from our mayor here, you know, pocket.
Yes.
To the mayor of our city. And then because they congratulated me, you know, I was just nominated cavalier, you know. And sent me a letter, you know, gave me a letter to give the mayor of our city there, you know, and I got a reception there. I was well received in the city over, you know, by the mayor and the administration too.
Yeah. Well, now, with your work with these three societies, do you try to preserve for, say, these younger boys and girls who are growing up, do you try in these programs to preserve the culture of Italy, to make them aware of, say, a poet like Petrarch and Dante?
The reason, you know, see, I've been here, not many orators. Speaker of the Italian descendants, which are well known. I brought him one time, the mayor of the understanding was an Italian American. I brought him here, I got some picture there, the senator Calapesi goes from Cleveland, you know, to commemorate. I brought him here people, you know, he was attorney general of the state of Pennsylvania, you know, to speak here, you know. I brought people from all over the state of Ohio. To give a conference, you know, to improve, to tell our culture now.
To make them aware of this.
Aware of that.
Yes.
And I still do, you know, right now.
Yes.
But as I said before, to you know, some of this young generation.
Yes, this is true. Yes. Well, I'm sure you, as you indicated, you're quite concerned and you hope that some of these younger people will mature a little bit and they'll carry on like you.
Well, yes, and we have some of this young generation, like the president of Dante, you know, Mr. Benedetto, and some of the office of the Chris of Colombo, you know, which I work with their father, you know, they have respect for me because his father used to tell where I was, and they grow up there since they was a kid, you know, they've been around me, you know, and then actually, you know, when I go to the mirror, there are a lot of respect for me.
Yes.
Especially since I was, this Cavalier of the Republic of Italy, you know.
Well, now, of course, I don't have Italian background. I'm Scotch-Irish, but when I drive by your places, the meeting houses, you know, your lodge, sometimes I used to see them out in the lawn playing bocce, is it?
Yeah, Dante Roma, Dante, no?
Yes.
Yeah, they still give that.
They still do this?
Yeah, they still do that tradition.
Yes. And then, of course, I have been down and bought spaghetti and some pasta dishes, which they used to prepare.
Yeah. We still sell pizza here at the Chris Colombo.
Yes.
And we have a dinner and try to keep them, you know, and sometimes the office, you know, we have a dinner. So they keep them kind of together, you know. But of course, you know, some of my very good friend in cooperation, you know, like Angel Pandini, you know, was president of Dante Maritime. Him and I are cooperating. Jim Sanchalone was a teller, you know, downtown.
Yes.
And he cooperated with me. We cooperated together. And Gallietti is in California now. He's a little older man. And we used to cooperate, you know. John Clarazzi, quite a few, you know, now it's passed away, you know. When I look back at 54 years, 55 years almost in March, you know, the year, I look back, I can say proud we made a big progress.
Well, that's
Not for the Italian people alone, but for the city of Alliance.
Yes.
And I think even our mayor today and our city official, I don't think they can deny that.
That's right.
Because one day he told me, the mayor, he said, if you people be together, you can have married anything because you got more bodies than anybody else.
You've got the organization, that's right, yes.
This one thing, they fell, even the American people realize it. I was talking to Mr. Stephen, you know, and a good friend of Mr. Stephen, and he was telling me, he said, I used to say, all organization. I was talking to the president of the KC, you know, which is a kid, you know, I know Mr. Petricola, I know his father and rapper together. And they tell me, you know, too, you know, even then we have a trouble with keeping membership, you know.
Yes. So, well, I guess it's true.
2 years ago, we donated a statue in the church, Santa Etna, you know. All three Italian societies, we paid for and everything. The bishop was here at that time, you know. I gave him the credence of the Italian government as a representative, He made a speech and he told me to thanks to the council and for his expression. We just celebrate on June 22nd. Every year we celebrate Santa Anthony. An Italian priest come here. He's made he said a mass in Italian.
Oh, yes.
And made a speech in Italian, English, Father Carillo, it's a wonderful priest.
You'd enjoy that.
Yes.
Well, now, when you came here in the early 20s, did you find many Italian people who couldn't speak English? Were there many people here who could not speak?
Listen, I took many people, you know, in Canton, too. And I fill up so many applications. Because what happened my life, when something, you know, in English, too hard for me, I called my wife because she was more. And I brought her during the Second World War, you know, you can get no job in the WPA unless you was an American citizen. And I found out there was quite a few our people was no citizen, although they had been here for quite a number of years. So I tried to call them, you know, the carpet, you know, and I went back after the 2 times to pay the side. Someone paid their trip, you know, you go to Canada and pay even their fee there, you know, and they would pay me back. That's why I'm a poor man. But that's the goddamn thing.
But now, you don't find in these organizations today, most everyone speaks English. There are none who just speak right. Italian.
Me.
Yeah, well, you've done all right. But the point I was trying to make, when you first came there, probably there are a great many people who spoke just Italian.
Right. Yeah, we have our business in Italian, our minutes in Italian, and now it's everything in English.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
You have to do it because the majority, you know, they are born and raised in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I tell you, the Second World War, well, you know, I don't like to mention it because there was too hard on me.
Mm-hmm.
See, I found the Italian World War better. Yeah. That's when I met, you know, the president I mentioned you before.
Mac McMaster.
Dr.
McMaster, you mean?
McMaster.
Yes.
At that time, you know, when we have a meeting of the Memorial Day, see, I was representing
yes.
the Italian people and this Italian World War veteran, which I was a commander, you know. Mm-hmm. And every year, you know, I put a wreath to the monument, cemetery, and I say a few words you know,
yes.
for the Italian. And he said, we were welcome to the Kizars, we were your fascists.
Oh, yes, yes. This was a difficult position.
I tell you, all the ones I was not very good American anymore. To tell you, my wife was so disgusted, when they heard that, at the war finished, one day I get a letter from the ambassador in Washington, the first ambassador. Somebody want to start making some documents. Really? Well, he looked at the book and, he has my name there. So he wrote to me and told him, this fellow wants to do this and this. And I said, yeah, we've got a consul in Chicago, try out for this fellow. My wife said, no, I don't want you getting mixed up with it. I tell the government alone because you get in trouble. And I said, no, I can't do that. I can't do that. Actually, these people, it makes me feel, epic. 30 years, the world's land, when the mayor tell you,
yes.
you are one of the leaders in our community.
Mm-hmm.
So, I forgive.
That's right.
What I done, forget yes. and forgive, And actually, in the end, I come above,
mm-hmm.
and they realized I was a civil American, the father was before the Second World War. And it was the same for I've been for the last 55 years.
Mm-hmm. What did you think back when you came here? What did Alliance seem like to you when you first came?
At the time, it was a more friendly city.
Is that right?
An American will tell you. We met at the main street, we met with even higher class people, Mm-hmm. Educated people.
Mm-hmm.
They all say hello to you, they all speak to you, and you're more friendly, Now it seems to me, when you walk down the main street, you're just like a stranger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the mayor, I think the mayor and the city official will tell you the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
See, alliances have changed quite a bit. Of course, I think the world changed.
Oh, there's been a big change every place.
Because I went to my country, they didn't even know me in my own town.
Oh, yeah.
And I was there, the rest there.
Yes.
People who travel, then you've got people here, been moving here from different parts
mm-hmm.
of the state, or
yes.
from a different state, And it is in a mode of friendship, wasn't it? But you've probably seen the school, too.
Yes. Oh, yes.
That respect, I remember until when my son was going to my junior college,
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He had a lot of respect of him. Teacher, that time, I remember when I took mm-hmm. graduation.
This would be, the 1950s, wasn't it, when he was there? Yes.
Mm-hmm. 1955, when he was there, the governor.
Mm-hmm.
Head of yeah. this Chiro Dionysus Center.
Mm-hmm.
He was a psychologist.
Yes.
A psychologist. So I've done something to improve,
Well, you're proud of that, that's, I'm sure.
I didn't have that much education myself.
But I'm sure your son's proud of what you've done, too, with this record.
Oh,
this.
Yesterday was here and Saturday, Sunday, some in 6 months and on, it'll be my 15th anniversary, of marriage.
Is that right?
And wow. They was going to ask me what I want, what are we going to do? I said, we're going to do this and this. I said, oh, we don't want to see official, we don't want to do some big shots.
Yeah.
I said, we want to that. I said, Papa, pay all expenses. I take care of it. I want to.